This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great day it is for people who care about this presidential election. And that should be every single American, because the presidential election is profoundly important this time. There are people on both sides who say if it goes the wrong way, it could be the end of the republic. I don't believe that. However, I do believe that this is going to make a very big difference for the way we deal with the pandemic, which is ongoing, the way we deal with our economy, the way we deal with our interpretation of the law and the Constitution. Look, I think it's also a very, very good thing that the president has appointed Judge Amy Coney Barrett. I think she is overwhelmingly a wonderful choice for the president. And frankly, if the Democrats play too stubborn in the next couple of weeks before the election and try to gang up on Judge Barrett, either at the confirmation hearings or otherwise, I think it's going to backfire on them. I think that's going to help Republicans, and not just Republicans, the Republican nominee in the presidential race, but Republican Senate nominees. There's also some incredibly good polling news, brand new polling news from involving anybody who wants to see Republicans hold the Senate of the United States. And I'm talking about the news from Michigan, which is a state where President Trump is not doing well. But the Republican, black Republican candidate, John James, who is challenging the incumbent Democratic Senator Gary Peters, is now running slightly ahead. But anytime you can be ahead of an incumbent U.S. senator at this stage in the race, that's very encouraging. And frankly, if, as expected, the Republicans gained the seat in Alabama, where Doug Jones is clearly behind Tommy Tuberville, and if, in fact, John James can pull off that profound upset in the state of Michigan, first of all, it would be incredibly important for Republicans to have a second black Republican in the U.S. Senate, and would help to do something that President Trump has been, I think, increasingly conscious of, which is winning more black support for the Republican Party, winning more Hispanic support for the Republican Party. In any event, John James, an outstanding candidate, and I am encouraged about that particular race in Michigan. In terms of the national race today, there's a great deal of foolishness, it seems to me, being intensely covered on Fox News. And it's foolishness about the arrangements for the debates tonight. The debate begins at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. And Dateline on Fox News says Dateline Cleveland, that's where the debate is going to be held, at Case Western Reserve University and the Cleveland Clinic. I don't know why the Cleveland Clinic is thrown in. I know it's right there, right next to Case Western Reserve, but that's in case either of these two elderly gentlemen has some kind of episode on the debate stage. I'm sure that they have lots of medical relief available. President Trump is asking for an additional ground rule ahead of tonight's first presidential debate between himself and presidential nominee Joe Biden, but the Biden campaign is rejecting it. Fox News has learned that the president's reelection campaign wants the Biden campaign to allow a third party to inspect the ears of each debater. What? What are they going to go with, a Q-tip? Are they concerned about earwax? No, they're concerned about secret transmitters. Now, for those of you with any memory, this is a recollection of the first debate in 2004. And the first debate in 2004 between President George W. Bush and John Kerry, there was all kinds of Democratic claims that President Bush was wearing some kind of an electronic pack, because there was sort of a square something under his suit, and that he had an earpiece in his ear, so he was getting cues from Karl Rove or something of that nature. Now, it was nonsense. And it turns out that what President Bush was wearing was protection, because remember, this is just a couple of years after September 11th, and the president was wearing some kind of bulletproof shield to protect himself, apparently. But the idea that Joe Biden would be sneaking a transmitter into his ear, now somebody who speaks in public a fair amount, can I tell you that having somebody speaking into your ear isn't helpful? It just isn't. It's very distracting. And sure it is. Try to imagine, Jeremy just said to me right now, try to imagine that you're up there on stage and you're trying to think of an answer. And what are you going to say? Wait until the all-knowing Wizard of Oz says, okay, here's what you say, Joe, listen. And what does he do? He pulls on stage till someone speaks in his ear? It's a ridiculous notion. The Fox News reports the president has consented to this kind of ear inspection, but a source said Biden campaign has declined the ear check. Okay, frankly, I think they're right to decline the ear check. I also think they were right to decline the drug check that President Trump had wanted. He wanted both men to take a drug test because he believes, and he's repeated that this weekend, President Trump believes that Joe Biden is taking some performance-enhancing drugs. Really? Are we down to this? And there was a state's Tim Murtaugh, who is the official communications director for the Trump campaign, said Joe Biden's handlers several days ago agreed to a pre-debate inspection for electronic earpieces, but today abruptly reversed themselves and declined. Biden's handlers have asked for multiple breaks during the debate, which President Trump doesn't need, so we have rejected that request. That's what Tim Murtaugh said. On top of the refusal to take a drug test, it seems pretty obvious that the Biden team is looking for any safety net they can find in the hours leading up to the debate. With his 47 years as a failed Washington politician, how much help does Biden want? Okay, Kate Bedingfield, who is Biden's deputy campaign manager, called the Trump campaign's request absurd in a call with reporters. She also denied the claim that the campaign had asked for breaks. His staff seems concerned that he may not do well tonight, and they're already laying out the groundwork for how they're going to lie about why. Bedingfield said, this is Biden's spokesperson, it is completely absurd. Of course he is not wearing an earpiece, and we never asked for breaks. A Trump campaign source told Fox News that our guy doesn't need breaks. He gives 90-minute speeches all the time. Okay, can I explain one of the reasons that there might have been a concern on the part of somebody for breaks? Is potty breaks, frankly. You may remember in one of the debates with Trump, Hillary was a little bit late coming back from a bathroom break. These are human beings. I know it doesn't seem like it, but they're human beings standing up there. By the way, we're going to be speaking to a number of people today who have real insight on the debate. President Trump's campaign manager from last time, at least for much of the campaign, Corey Lewandowski, is coming up. Gerald Seib of the Wall Street Journal, and Doug Schoen, who worked for many years for the Clintons. Every perspective on what to expect and how the debates can change history or not. If you're an undecided voter, and and you're looking to learn something in the debates that could sway your vote, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776.
This is totally, completely inappropriate.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People, you know it.
I'm trying.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, that Michigan poll that I mentioned to you is by Trafalgar Group. It was taken September 23rd to 25th, and it was over 1,000 voters. And it showed that Senator Gary Peters, the Democrat, is tied with the insurgent Republican John James, former officer in our armed services, and they're tied at 47. That means there are very, very few undecided. That means it's right down to the wire. They're tied at 47, which is remarkable. There's also some disturbing news for Republicans from, are you ready? Alaska, where a new poll for Harstad Strategic Research of 600 voters in Alaska shows Senator Dan Sullivan, who is expected to coast to victory. Alaska is one of the most Republican states in the country. It's basically tied. It's 46-45 against the independent candidate whose name is Al Gross, who's an orthopedic surgeon who is the main opponent of the incumbent Republican. And I think Al Gross would be expected to caucus with the Democrats. But that's all unclear, and it's very unclear if whether that race will actually be this close. It's not supposed to be. Alaska is one of those states that President Trump is virtually certain to carry. All of this is going on in the context of the new huge New York Times story, which they gave a great deal of attention to and a great deal of prominence to, about President Trump's taxes. And I think that that is one of the two items that is definitely going to be discussed in the debate. One of them is the question of President Trump's taxes. And the real question that I suspect Chris Wallace, and if not Chris Wallace, Joe Biden is going to pose is not whether Trump did something illegal. He almost certainly did not. Right now he's arguing over a refund check that he got for about $73 million. It's a pretty big refund. The question is it fair for a guy like Trump, who lives pretty well, and not just the part of him that lives in the White House and has various needs provided by taxpayer money, but he lived pretty well before he ever ran for public office. Is it fair for him in both 2016 and 2017, when he was president of the United States and when he was running for president of the United States, because he announced his candidacy back in 2015, in both those years, he is reported of having paid only $750 in federal taxes. And Chuck Schumer had a fairly clever, it seems to me, tweet that he put out. He said, everybody raise your hand if you paid more in taxes than President Trump. And President Trump has, honestly, he has to find a way to release more information to correct this impression. Because the problem is, and the real question is, not did President Trump pay smaller amounts in taxes than you would think. The question is, what about a tax system that allows President Trump to write off $70,000 in haircuts? It's embarrassing, and it's going to be difficult for the president. Because, again, I think most people would feel instinctively that if you're living like a millionaire or a billionaire, and Trump has definitely been living like a billionaire, you shouldn't be able to escape paying nothing many years or next to nothing many years. And I know he says he paid lots of money in New York state taxes. It doesn't make up for the federal taxes, and they hasn't questioned this core element of the New York Times story of $750. I think the fairness of the tax system is going to come up, and that's an area where, frankly, I think at some point in this campaign, Republicans are going to have to concede that, yes, we do need the kind of tax reform, and the kind of tax reform that I have long favored would be going to a fair tax, where you don't tax income so that you're protected from paying taxes if you're running a losing business. But what you tax is what you spend. And, yeah, it's called a fair tax. It's something that Mike Huckabee ran on back in 2008. and the fair tax, which would leave out the first spending that you did, about $30,000 per person. None of that would be taxed, the first money that you spend. But after that, when you're spending hundreds of thousands, you pay a percentage of it as taxes. It seems to me a reasonable idea. What is not a reasonable idea is stuff that Chuck Schumer is saying now. And one of the points that he's making is that they're considering not just not meeting with Amy Coney Barrett. She's starting this week to meet with Republican senators. She's willing to meet with Democratic senators. And Mark Meadows, the White House chief of staff, is going to take her directly to those meetings. But most Democrats, except for Cory Booker, and there's one other Democrat who has agreed to meet with Judge Barrett. And it's a shame that we've gotten to this point where they won't even meet with the lady. And that's ridiculous. And that the reason not is because Chuck Schumer believes, and many Democrats apparently believe, that the whole process is illegitimate. Clip one, Jeremy. Here's the Senate Minority Leader, Charles Schumer of New York.
No, because I believe, first, that the whole process has been illegitimate, and second, because she's already stated that she is for overturning the ACA, I will not meet with her.
She has not already stated that she is in favor of overturning the Affordable Care Act. What she has done is question some of the logic that Chief Justice John Roberts had used in justifying it. That's very different from saying, oh, yes, I'm going to overturn it now when 20 million Americans depend on it. This is one of those things where all court watchers, including liberal court watchers, make the point, and they're right, that there is a profound absurdity here. A profound absurdity and dishonesty, because I don't think any serious court watcher believes that there would be a majority on the Supreme Court, with or without Judge Barrett on it, to overturn the Affordable Care Act. Perhaps to nibble away at some of its provisions? Maybe. But the entire ill-advised suit by Republican attorneys general on the ACA is a way of bringing that issue into the campaign in a way, well, that doesn't help. We will get to more on that. We'll be speaking with Corey Lewandowski, who was President Trump's campaign manager last time at the beginning of the campaign, about what to expect and what to avoid in the debates. Coming up. This era of
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender. Not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the First Lady are headed to Cleveland, Ohio for the first presidential debate tonight with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Biden will be in Cleveland, but his wife Jill will be in Michigan touring a farm and also attending a voter mobilization event. White House Communications Director Alyssa Farris says there's one thing we can be certain the president will bring up in the debate.
Hunter Biden, who had no qualifications to receive this massive loan from the mayor of Moscow's wife, $3 million, there are some real questions that need to be answered about corruption and pay to play, and we're going to be asking those questions.
The NFL saying 8 members of the Tennessee Titans, including 3 players, have been infected. The team facility has been shut down until Saturday. The Titans played in Minnesota this past Sunday. That has led to the Vikings also stopping in-person activities. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become 1 in a million.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Remember the name Corey Lewandowski. He was the president's highly valued initial campaign manager in the early stages of his campaign, at a time when most so-called experts just didn't take the Trump candidacy seriously. And to ask about whether Corey is still a strong supporter and advisor to the president, well, he has a brand new book out. It's released this week. And the book is called Trump, America First, The President Succeeds Against All Odds. Corey, congratulations on the publish the book, which you wrote with David Bossi. And thank you for joining us on the show on the eve of the big debate.
Well, thank you for having me. And look, it's going to be a historic night tonight. We're going to have probably north of 80 million people watch Donald Trump, who is a Washington outsider, a first-term president, take on a five-decade incumbent, and listen to why Joe Biden thinks he needs 4 more years in Washington, D.C. to achieve the things that he hasn't been able to achieve in 5 decades. Look, it is as clear of a contrast as possible. It's going to be on full display tonight, and I've got my money on the heavyweight champ Donald Trump to come out victorious.
Well, of course you do, and that's your job. If you were giving President Trump advice, and maybe you have, about something he should, first of all, something he should avoid or anything that he should avoid, and then secondly, what should he emphasize? So first of all, on the question of avoiding anything in the debate performance tonight, what would you have told the president?
You know, I've had the privilege to talk to the president many, many times over the last few weeks, and I was with him on Saturday at the White House, And as it relates to a topic to avoid, the answer is none. Look, when you are the incumbent president, you have to stand on your record. You have to stand on the promises that you made the American people 4 years ago. And did you keep those promises? And as I look down and look at all the things he outlined in the 16 campaign, there is all positive check marks next to the marks that he said he would keep as a promise. So don't avoid anything. Bring your message of economic security, safety and security at your home, defending the police, not defunding the police. Bring that message directly to the American people.
Well, that's one of the subjects that Chris Wallace, who's moderating the debate of Fox News, has said that there is going to be a special topic. One of the six topics they have announced in advance is going to be on policing and public safety. So that gives the president a great opportunity there. What about questions, and I am certain they will turn up tonight, about this big New York Times story about his taxes? What if the president has asked, do you think it's fair for someone in your position to pay less in federal taxes than, say, a truck driver?
Look, I would tell the president to lean in. Number one, the New York Times has the information wrong. But number two, I would remind the American people that for 47 years, Joe Biden wrote our tax laws, and that business owners across the country, whether you're Donald Trump, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, you know, Warren Buffett or whoever else, have the means to hire the best accountants to find every loophole because of the stupid politicians who wrote these laws. And I would also remind the American people that as soon as Joe Biden left public service, he set up an S corporation, funneled $13 million through that corporation so he didn't have to pay any taxes on it. So, look, Donald Trump didn't write the laws for the 47 years Joe Biden was in Washington, D.C., but now, because of the Trump tax cuts, every American gets a tax cut because of the rules that are now in place. And I agree, it's not fair, but that's a system that Joe Biden not only condoned but supported.
Okay, so would you favor the president coming out and saying, look, we have to change the system to make sure that guys like me pay more in the future?
Look, I think everybody should pay a flat fee is what I think, right? I think we should be able to do our taxes on the back of a napkin. If you made $100, you pay $27. If you made $100,000, you pay $2,700. If you made $10 million, you pay $2.7 million. I think it's so simple, to be honest with you. We come up with a number, it goes back to the flat tax, a tax that everybody pays. You know, we pay all these accountants and all these, you know, geniuses, as I'll call them, to find every loophole possible out there. Why does it have to be so hard? Why is that the rich?
Oh, boy, I think the great majority of Americans would agree with you there. Our tax system is simply too complex. My preference would be for what people call a fair tax, a tax on consumption, on what you spend, not on what you earn. Because, again, the essence of what President Trump's tax situation was he showed lots and lots and lots of losses on his businesses. Is concerning the appointment of Amy Coney Barrett, I believe the president should emphasize that as much as possible. I think it's a huge positive for his campaign, don't you?
It absolutely is. And look, Amy Coney Barrett was criticized during her last confirmation hearing because of her religious beliefs, because the dogma of Catholicism lived large in her. Let me just remind your listeners that the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution precludes a religious test of any nature for any government servant, whether you're the lowest level or the highest level. And this notion that they went after her first because she's a Roman Catholic, of which I am one, and now they're going after her because she has 7 school-age children, and they're saying that she can't maintain a work-life balance commensurate with what the responsibilities of the court are. We're all the feminists in this country to come out and defend her. So the more we talk about Judge Coney Barrett, the better we are and the more we're winning.
There are articles, several of them, that say that advisors to President Trump, of whom you were one, say the president is inclined to bring up stuff that he knows will upset Joe Biden and maybe rattle him, including perhaps the charges of assault against him by Tara Reid and the questionable business dealings of his son, Hunter Biden. Do you think the president will go there?
I think this president is the greatest counterpuncher we've ever seen in politics. And if he is attacked, he will respond in kind times 10? And those are all legitimate questions. Remember, during the Judge Kavanaugh hearings, every woman was to be believed is what they told us. And when Tara Reid came out and said she has contemporaneous notes of what Joe Biden did, she produced individuals who she told her mother called into Larry King to talk about it, they said Tara Reid is not to be believed because Joe Biden is a good man. You know, I didn't know that that was the criteria, the self-described good man. I don't think the American people fully understand the level of sophistication of Hunter Biden's schemes across the world, across the globe to get rich while his father was in office. But that may be on full display tonight if Joe Biden goes on the attack.
What do you say about the risk that Joe Biden will come out there, will be relatively lucid, will not forget himself, no word salad, and will be genial and likable and look like he's fairly sharp? Do you think that is a risk given some of the low expectations that President Trump has put forward?
I think Joe Biden has been waiting for this debate opportunity for 30 years. He's been running for the Democratic nomination for president for that long. He's going to be prepared to be on the debate stage. We know that he's asked for two breaks in the 90-minute debate, two bathroom breaks to occur. We've said no to that. We know that Joe Biden has been preparing daily for the last week because he hasn't been on bail. So we know those things. Look, there is no false impression in my mind that if Joe Biden shuffles onto the debate stage, stands there and gives his name accurately, the media will say that he gave the greatest debate performance since John F. Kennedy Jr. debate of Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Well, we will all see that with great interest tonight. People are anticipating we may have 100 million people, an all-time record, watching this debate. And Corey Lewandowski's new book, co-written with David Bossi, Trump, America First, The President Succeeds Against All Odds. It's not just released this week, as I said earlier. It's released today. Corey, congratulations on it, and I know you will be watching with avid interest and rooting interest coming up tonight. What about the Amy Coney Barrett issue? How would that play out in a debate? We'll talk about that coming up on the midday. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Invisible man at the debate tonight on the debate stage. There will be less than 100 people in the audience. I don't know how they're selected. I assume that they're representatives from various campaigns and some media representatives of various campaigns, or the two campaigns. I don't think, no, Kanye West's birthday party campaign will probably not be represented at the audience in the debate in Cleveland at Case Western Reserve University. Starts at 6 p.m. tonight. That's Pacific time. In any event, Chris Wallace, who is the moderator for the debate, no panel. He does it all himself. And I think it's better that way. It's less a group show. This is more similar to the Lincoln-Douglas debates, which, of course, those famous debates in 1858, when they were running for U.S. Senate, had no moderator, just the two guys. So Chris Wallace is fulfilling that tradition. It says it's his job to be as invisible as possible. And when it comes to fighting against the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett, there are a lot of Democrats who have decided to be as invisible as possible. In fact, there's serious talk, which actually might be smart for Democrats, just not to show up at the confirmation hearings. Let the Republicans have confirmation hearings where they allow Judge Barrett to be better known to the public, allow her to explain herself and her point of view and her background and all that, fine. But they understand, I think, that if they have anything like the performance by Dianne Feinstein, where she clearly attacked Judge Barrett at the time when she was being nominated for the appellate court, because she said the dogma, meaning the dogma of the Catholic Church, lives loud within you. And if you're a religious Catholic, should that be disqualifying? Absolutely not. The only two Democratic senators so far who have agreed to meet with Judge Barrett are Cory Booker, as I mentioned, and the other one is Chris Coons of Delaware, the guy who holds Joe Biden's seat and is particularly close to Joe Biden. Joe Biden does not want the Democrats to be throwing grenades or attacking Judge Barrett, because it's not going to work for them. The hearings are going to begin on October 12th. That has been announced by so less than 2 weeks from now. That's been announced by Lindsey Graham, who's chair of the Judiciary Committee. The Wall Street Journal reports Democrats are divided over how to proceed with a nomination that they consider to be improper, as you just heard from Chuck Schumer. Some are weighing meeting with a nominee while others are declining. Democrats have conceded they can do little to stop the nomination from proceeding on the fast timeline Republicans have laid out. Those opting out of meetings in protest include Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and at least two members of the Judiciary Committee, Senators Richard Blumenthal and Crazy Mazie Hirono of Hawaii. It's outrageous. I'm sorry. You're not even going to meet with a nominee to the Supreme Court who you are supposed to be voting on? And let me put this in some context. There's a tremendous column, and I honest to goodness hope every American would read this. And I'd love to post it on our website. It's a column by a big liberal. You may remember him. He was one of the law professors. He's a law professor at Harvard who testified against the president. He testified in favor of impeaching the president during the impeachment trial. His name is Noah Feldman. He also writes a syndicated column for Bloomberg. And in his column, he says, like many other liberals, I'm revolted by the hypocrisy of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's willingness to confirm Trump's nominee after refusing to even allow a vote on Judge Merrick Garland. Yet these political judgments need to be distinguished from a separate question. What to think about Judge Amy Coney Barrett, whom Trump has nominated? And here I want to be extremely clear. Regardless of what you or I may think of the circumstances of the nomination, Barrett is highly qualified to serve on the Supreme Court. He writes, I disagree with much of her judicial philosophy and expect to disagree with many, maybe even most of her future votes and opinions. Yet despite this disagreement, I know her to be a brilliant and conscientious lawyer who will analyze and decide cases in good faith, applying the jurisprudential principles to which she is committed. Those are the basic criteria for being a good justice. Barrett meets and exceeds them. And then he goes on to say that he got to know her when they were both clerking for various Supreme Court justices. He was clerking, Noah Feldman, for David Souter. She was clerking, of course, famously, for Judge Antonin Scalia, her mentor. And he writes, to add to her merits, Barrett is a sincere, lovely person. I never heard her utter a word that wasn't thoughtful and kind, including in the heat of real disagreement about important subjects. Wouldn't that be refreshing in America right now? He writes, she will be an ideal colleague. Now, really, it doesn't get more positive than this from one of the leading liberal legal experts in the country. He says, I don't really believe in judicial temperament because some of the greatest justices were irascible, difficult, and mercurial. He's thinking of people like Oliver Wendell Holmes and Hugo Black or Earl Warren. But in any event, he goes on, he says, but if you do believe in an ideal judicial temperament of calm and decorum, rest assured that Barrett has it. This combination of smart and nice will be scary for liberals. Barrett is also a profoundly conservative thinker and a deeply committed Catholic. What of it? Constitutional interpretation draws on the full resources of the human mind. These beliefs should not be treated as disqualifying. Thank you, Noah Feldman. He concludes his piece by saying, we have a Supreme Court nominee who is a brilliant lawyer, a genuine and good person, and someone who holds views about how to interpret the law that I think are wrong and in certain respects misguided. I hope the senators at her hearing treat her with respect. And when she is confirmed, I am going to accept it as the consequence of the constitutional rules we have and the choices we collectively and individually have made. And I'm going to be confident that Barrett is going to be a good justice, maybe even a great one. even if I disagree with her all the way. Okay, we need more of that, don't you think, in this country? And who knows? I probably won't get too much of it tonight with two candidates who are very likely to be going at each other. What is the one question that I think Joe Biden is going to have the toughest time answering? And I think it's going to be about whether he believes that the demonstrations, the street fighting, the ongoing conflict that has become so much a plague on many American cities should continue, and whether he believes that police and strong support for police departments and police officers are the only way to deal with the surge in crime that is afflicting many American cities. We will talk with Gerald Seib of the Wall Street Journal coming up about what to expect in the debate. There is a piece in the Wall Street Journal that Gerald Seib comments on that suggests that this will be the most watched and the least consequential debate in all of presidential history. Wall Street Journal reports fewer Americans say the presidential debates are important for how they vote than at any time over the past 20 years, leaving President Trump and Joe Biden with a small pool of voters who could be swayed in their first televised face-off Tuesday. And I think that's true unless there is something deeply embarrassing for either candidate. Could there be? Sure. What's an example? Gerald Ford probably lost the presidency in a very close election, at least in part because he made the brain-dead statement in 1976. He was debating Jimmy Carter, who was then governor of Georgia. He made the brain-dead statement that there is no Soviet domination of Eastern Europe. He was president of the United States. It was just foolish. He had even a chance by one of the moderators to withdraw the statement. He didn't. And he lost narrowly by a few thousand votes in Ohio. Meanwhile, there is much more going on. We will get to all of it on a fateful day, the big meeting in Cleveland tonight, which will help decide the direction of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the SoftSpeaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's three times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.